Moshe was there. When kids start to learn Gemara, what should they learn? What should they learn? Should they learn Brachos? Brachos is very negaya. Brachos. You have all halachos of tefillah. Brachos. A lot of things that are very relevant. Or the minig was start the Eilu Matzias. Eilu Matzias. Fifth grade. Eilu Matzias Shalai. Eilu Chayav Lachos. Eilu Matzias. What should they start with? So Rav Moshe said they should start with Eilu Matzias. Start with Eilu Matzias. Hagam, even though Brachos is very negeir, not my loss. He said the beginning, what's most important for a child to know is the understanding of property ownership. That if something belongs to somebody else, it's theirs, and it doesn't belong to you. Eilu Matzias. That's what they should start. Interesting. I don't know if we would have thought of that. And he says, this was the Messiah always in Europe had to start with Eilu Matzias, not with Brachos. And if you think about it, the Mibus, the Etzem Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, of returning a lost object, is that you have to care about the property of another Yid. That's the Mibus of the Mitzvah. Is that if you see someone else's property getting lost, you can't just say, well, it doesn't matter to me. It's irrelevant. Take an interest and go try to save it. Make sure it doesn't get lost. There's a mitzvah asay to return an aveh, shavah zaveh, the hoshif teshiv machifah. We'll see this in Meshem in the second paragraph. Hoshif teshiv machifah. And there's a lav. If a person sees an aveh that it could return and he doesn't, there's a lav of lois tuchal asav. If you're capable of returning an object, you're now allowed to make yourself high to it like you never saw it. So there's an asay to it, there's a mitzvah asay to return an aveh, and a lav lois tuchal asav. That's the etzem hus of the mitzvah shavas zaveh. That's what it is. It's to care about someone else's property. So I thought that since Lamaisa, we're learning about mitzvah, we're going to be learning lechem elu mitzvahs, and we're learning through the inyanim, we're learning about mitzvah, which has to deal with aveda. We're certainly shnayim odos, but then we forget. Did we have two cases? Zeh kula shali and what do you call it? Kula shali and zamanim tzitzia. We're dealing with aveda. I thought it would be appropriate to talk about the inyan of being nizer with other people's property. And it's interesting, a child in any very young age grabs anything that's within his grasp. And usually we'll go with it now. That's really the first thing. But anything within the child's grasp will grab. At a certain age, there's a certain level of das that starts to kick in. And that you realize that certain things belong to you and certain things don't. Chazal gave Midrabanan, made a takana that at a certain age, someone's sale or someone could acquire something and it's valid. And remember what it's called? Moing Suvis. Moing Suvis, Moing Suvis. Utois, remember we had it? Mechon Mechon, Mechon Mechon Metalton. Chazal made a takana, Moing Suvis. And also, Chazal made a takana that at a certain age we can assume that they have enough das to realize that this belongs to somebody else, this belongs to me, or this belongs to somebody else, and now I'm selling it, I'm relinquishing my ownership rights to it, I'm giving it to somebody else. There's a certain level of das that kicks it. The Maral learns it into a mission for Gyalvis. Sit over here, for Gyalvis. I forgot to look for Gyalvis. Then they sit him. Oh, Shkoyach. The mission that goes in which parent. In Pirkei Avos state. Oh, it doesn't. I don't remember which parent it was. I don't remember the parent. I'm not going to remember. But in Pirkei Avos says, if a person says, Shali Shalcha, right? What's mine is yours, Vishalcha Shali. And what's yours is mine. Whatever belongs to you belongs to me. So what do we call him? An Amaretz. We call him an Amaretz. Interesting. Maybe we call him a Rasha. I don't know what you call him. A Tipish. What do we call him? An Amaretz. He's called an Amaretz. Tipish maybe. He's called an Amaretz. The Maral learns Pshat here. in Pirkei Avos, Maral says, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Why is Shalish al Ha'am Ha'aretz? Why do all the Ha'am Ha'aretz? The reason is because it takes a certain level of common sense to understand ownership. You have to have a certain level of das. What belongs to me is mine, and what belongs to somebody else, I have no shayfas to, it's not mine. A person who doesn't understand that is an Ha'am Ha'aretz. He's an Ha'am Ha'aretz called an Ha'am Ha'aretz. He doesn't have sufficient enough das to be able to understand this concept. And that's why the Mishnah terms are Ha'am Ha'aretz. You do need a certain level of das to understand that. That what belongs to me is mine, what belongs to somebody else, I have no shayfas to. Otherwise you're Ha'am Ha'aretz. How do we gain this kind of understanding of property ownership? Of to understand that what belongs to me is mine and what someone else is not mine. So the Sforno, in the Lav of Leisachnav, on Maseres Adibris, the Sforno says, in the first of Chumash, the Sforno says that the idea of Leisachnav, how are you supposed to be Nizr Leisachnav? That was not, you shouldn't want to desire someone else's objects. He says, you should look at it, as a Yadover Etzecha Lenimna Gomer. Someone else's object should appear to you like it's completely withheld from you. You have no connection to it. Lenimna Gomer, it doesn't belong to you. I have no connection to it. It's like it doesn't exist by me. It's like it doesn't exist in reference to me. That way you don't desire it. It's not like I have no shaykhs to it. We would look at someone else's things, I have no connection to this. It's not my thing. It doesn't belong to me. So you wouldn't desire it. It's like, it almost as to say, in reference to you, it doesn't exist at all. It's not there. It's his, but like I don't see it at all. It's non-existent. Lenin Nagomer, it says it doesn't belong to me. So surely you wouldn't desire it, and you wouldn't come to take it, because in reference to you, it doesn't exist. How do you come to that kind of understanding? That you can look at someone else and say, like, I have no connection to it all. It's almost like it doesn't exist. So for there, I think you need a dose of emuna. Meaning, if we would recognize that everything that the Bereshit gives us is from Hashem, right? So, firstly, what does that aid us? How does that help us? If you recognize everything Hashem gives, everything, all your possessions are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So number one, you value your own possessions. Yaakov Avinu goes back to Pachim Ketanim, he gets on the other side of the river, he gets small objects, he goes back for it. Because he realizes it. What's pshat? What's he going back? He needs the small vessel he left there. He doesn't need it. That's not the point. The point is he realizes everything he has is a matan min hashamayim. If it was given to him, it's a matan. It's a matan min hashamayim. He's not going to just let it go to waste. Hashem gave it to me. If the president will have that, they'll give you something, you save it. Right? You get a letter from the president, you frame it. You don't throw it out right away. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But you don't throw it out right away. The Melech Malchei HaMelechim gave you something. You don't just throw it out, you're careful with it. That's in reference to your own things. And also, it has ramifications in reference to someone else's property. If the Rebbeim gave it to him, it's not yours, you have no connection to it. It's in the God. But in reference to me, it doesn't exist. Hashem gave it to him. It belongs to him, it's not mine. It's nothing to do with it. That may help in terms of achieving this kind of idea of that looking at someone else, like when someone else has something in reference to you, like it doesn't exist, you're not even going to want it. It's his and it's not mine at all. When you have the emunah that the Bereshit gave it to him, that the Bereshit gave it to him, and I have nothing to do with it, it doesn't belong to me at all. So far we discussed the idea of number one, in general, the essence of Hashavas Aved is watching over someone else's, right? Starting with Eilu Metzius, the essence of the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, the idea of having a certain level of das to be able to understand property ownership, the maral, the fact that someone says Shalish Alcha, that what belongs to me is mine is called an amaretz, because you need a certain level of das to be able to understand that property, this what's mine, I have my things and he has his things. And the way, and we talked about the way to achieve it, right? The way to come to this idea of understanding and inculcating ourselves that what someone else's things are not mine, I have nothing to do with it, is through the idea of emunah. This idea of proper, you know, understanding and putting it into ourselves, that what belongs to me is mine and what someone else is, I have no shyness, no connection to, has major ramifications, certainly for the future. I'll give you an example. An investment banker. An investment banker. Right? Investment banker is giving money to different people to make investments, right? To make investments for other people. What kind of investment are you going to make when someone else will give you $100,000? You'd say, you know what? We'll go for broke. Go for broke. Let me ask you a question. Would you put your same $100,000 into such an investment? Your own money you wouldn't risk on such an investment. But Yenim's money, someone else's money, you would risk. Is that Yosher? Is that right? Is that called as a heiress with someone else's possessions? And this goes on. This happens all the time. Are you going to be careful when someone else gives you money to invest? Are you going to treat it like your own? Like it's your own money? Just as a mamash emotional value. That's in reference to the future. But in truth, it has ramifications now too. Let's take dorm life. Dorm life. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, we have a yeshiva where we have every dorm is equipped with Baruch Hashem, with kitchens, everything. Mamash, full-fledged houses, gewaldic. Yeah. So people buy food in the dorm, beautiful. Cook, performance, house gewaldic. Yeah. So you think you see someone's has Coke in the fridge. Yeah, it's over here on mountain. It's all right. I'll take it over. Why is it? I'll give it back to him. I'll tell him later. It's machadoy. It's not yours. Halach is goes on Manasseh Shalom. You're not allowed to take something on Manasseh paid back later. It's halach we also. You're not allowed to do that. Goes on Manasseh Shalom. It's not your thing. Doesn't belong to you. First, I understand it's not relevant to anyone who's here presently. In the stomach, it's not relevant to the Yeshiva. But Lamaish, these things can happen. You can't take it. If it's not yours, you have no right to take it. It's not yours. We don't realize it because you think, we're all in this together, we're all in one dorm. And slowly you take one thing and then you go, I'll take his toothpaste. Oh, you left his shampoo in the shower. I'll take a little bit of shampoo for his gefel. Nothing terrible. Hey, you live, because I'll take a little bit of shampoo. And then you realize next Friday, they get rid of my old shampoo, my shampoo disappeared. Because he took a little, and then there's nothing left. It's not yours, it doesn't belong to you. I'll show you Gemara Bamitzia. Gemara Bamitzia is like this. We're gonna see two matches, but it's mamash relevant to Unzer Gemara, to our Inu. But Gemara Bamitzia is after Dalam. Dalam and Al. What did Gemara? The Gemara says, Mazuja Chasida, Chabdalam and Al from the town. Mazuja Chasida, Agdim Le Kasa, the Kasa Meush Pizza. Mazuja the Chosid, a Kli was stolen, of Kesev, was stolen from his hotel. It was stolen. And he was wondering who did it, who the Ganif. Chazi Lahu Bar Bei Rav. He saw this Medrash. Now, Bar Bei Rav is converting Yeshiva. What about a rush over here? Lahu Bar Bei Rav, the person of the Talmud of Mismedrash. Demashi Yodei, he washed his hands, v'nogid b'glim b'chavei, and he dried it on his friend's coat. Said Mazutra, Omar, Hainu Hai, he's the Ganif. How do you know? How do you know he's the Ganif? To like, ich paslei amamon at the chavei, because he doesn't care about his friend's money. Like, ich paslei amamon at the chavei. If you can be so careless to dry it in someone else's coat, you must be the Ganif. Zok to Gemara, Kafte, he caught him, but oh, again, he admitted that he was the Ganif. This is not a Chassidish of Oifus. The Gemara doesn't say Mazur Jad Ruach HaKodesh. He's saying he understood that if a person's like, well, where did becoming a Ganif start from? And again, Chas Vashon, we're not being Chosh on anybody, but where does it start? It means that you're not careful with someone else's possessions. You have no wishes to use this money now. It's not yours. But ich paslema money to chaver. You're not careful of that. What did Gemara? The Gemara about the Zara. We're talking about Zahiris in other people's possessions. Well, let's look at the others. What kind of Zahiris they had? How careful they were. The Gemara talks on Gemara about the Zara of Gimel. The Gemara talks about how the Goyim was lover will testify about the Yidden, about the Ovis, about how perfect they were in certain areas. Says the Gemara, the Gemara talks about that Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. So says the Gemara Daf Gimel, Yovel Lovan the Yod V'Yaakov. Lovan is going to come and testify about Yaakov Avinu, Shalai Nechshon Al Gezel, that he didn't steal. He's not Choshen on Gezel. Why is not Choshen on Gezel? It's a Grasha. Because the Chassid, the Pasuk says, Ma'matzosa Mikol Klei Beis Avraham. What happened when Lovan, when Yaakov left Lovan's house? Lovan suspects Yaakov. He was right. He says it was actually his daughter, his wife, Yaakov's wife. But he suspects Yaakov or his family of taking the Trofim, of taking his Avodah Zarah. So Lovan says, Yaakov says, Beseder, go search through all my possessions. Go see if you find anything. And then you can't find it. Okay, Rachel's putting it under, she has it under, she's sitting on it. She doesn't find it. She can't, doesn't get up. So Lovan, so Yaakov gets angry at Lovan and says, you went to everything. You looked at every mamatzah, some we call klei beis avraham. Tell me something that you found that I took from your house. Zot Rashi, afilu sakin, afilu mahat. A needle he didn't find from Lovan's house. A needle he didn't take. So Rashi, ba'achosan ha'ador b'veizchom of eshem shana. A son-in-law lived by his in-laws for 20 years. Che yoytza ein anoytem al kli cotton. He doesn't even take a smallest thing he doesn't take from his father-in-law. Not a small, not a mashu he couldn't find from all of his things. Can you imagine he had already kids? But, you know, not just he was himself. His whole mishpacha. He went to everybody. There's not a thing that he could find that belonged to him. Half of that's an unbelievable thing. 20 years he lived by Lovan. Not a thing he could find that belonged to him. Lovan can come and testify like Yaakov Avinu Shalom Nechshon Al Gezel. That's his years, Mam Chaver. That's called Zeus. Mardi Gizah. Ain't a noitly mokli cotton, even a small thing he wouldn't take. Nothing he could find that belonged to love. That takes a Zeus. You have to be careful. That's a train. But that's the thing. That's it. That's what we have to learn how to do. We can't be the very careful. Rabbam and Chavei. This disciple said to somebody who came for bracha. And he said he borrowed money and he doesn't have money to pay back. He started to scream at him, you're a Goslin! You're a Goslin! Strong lashon. You're a Goslin! Why did you borrow? Why did you borrow in the first place? If you're coming to me for a brothel, why did you borrow in the first place? You had no right to borrow. I'm only coming with her is Mamashtay. I don't know. These are things that are hard, but we have to hear them. These are things we have to hear. This is very important. The mice is very important. And Bifrat for Bnei Torah. Bifrat. Certainly for Bnei Torah. I'll tell you why. In Igris Chazanish writes, in Hanhogis Leben Torah, what are certain behaviors Ben Torah, certain Hanhogis Leben Torah should have? He writes there that in Hanhogis Leben Torah, you shouldn't borrow money from anybody. You shouldn't borrow from anybody. It's a good Hanhogis. What's Bishad? Very interesting. I'm sure you had things about hasmados, but also not borrowing money. Because it's the same word. You get taken out by it. You get so consumed by trying to pay up your chayvus, paying up your debts, you don't know where to go. You mamish lose menuchas anavish. You lose menuchas anavish. Certainly, you know, your whole lave is taken out by it. You can't focus. I have a debt to this gemach on Thursday. How am I going to pay it up? I got to run around to another gemach and try to borrow money. How am I going to pay it up? I have no way to get out of this. Your full attention span is focused on it. You don't know what you know what to do with yourself. Not only does it take you in Menuchas Nefesh and Olam Hazeh, but in Olam Haba also. Because there's a Messer from the Goyim, when the Goyim says it's the Goyim of Mishlei, that someone who steals money from somebody and doesn't pay it back has to come back as a Gilgal. Or come back as a Gilgal. And they say, this is from this, I have no shayla, but they say, that coming back to the Gilgal is worse than Gan. That's what he said. But the Goyin already says you have to come back as a Gilgal. The second part the Goyin doesn't say. That coming back is worse than Gan. That he doesn't say. But if someone steals money and takes money from someone else and doesn't pay back, he has to come back as a Gilgal. So not only you don't have Menuchas Nefesh Olam Hazeh, you don't have Menuchas Nefesh Olam Haba, because you're going to have to come back as a Gilgal to pay up the debt. Because you took money from somebody else. So that, so one is the Menuchas Nefesh part, but they have a lack of focus because you get so taken up by how you're going to pay off. To this sefer of Moshe Shmuel Shapira, the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas in Eretz Yisrael has Haskam, he writes here a lashon when I saw it, I almost fell off the floor. Moshe Shmuel says it like this: Ra'inu Avreichem. I'm reaching lashon zayin. Ra'inu Avreichem. I'll tell you why I read it. I'll tell you this because Lamaisa, I know very chashuv people, who got involved in the chayvus, and I've seen it happen to them. Shayu mi'odim liyois Gedolei Yisrael. They were in Goliath, they were capable of becoming Gedolei Yisrael. We're talking about a Rosh Hashiva from the Darsh Ava. We're not talking about someone to hang together. We're talking about someone who is already, like, who is a Talmud Biskirov. He's 85 years old. Gedolei Rosh Hashiva is today. He says, we saw Avreichem already could have been Gedolei Yisrael. How they got nishokim be'oil piron chayvus, that they got stuck with the peckle of paying up chayvus, and every day the time is racing on trying to find lurik on nothing, trying to pay off the debts. The chaval al the avdim, and it's very sorry that the things that we lost. You know what he's saying? People could have been gedolei Yisrael. Avraham could have been gedolei Yisrael who got lost because they had to pay up chayvus and they didn't have to pay back, and they got so tarred by it that they lost their whole focus. If I didn't, I have in mind, and I was not going to say name, but I know one very chashuv person who I know has this issue. And he's talking very hard. A friend of his told me he's talking nuts. It's very often. He's talking not the same person he was 10 years ago. He's on the chayvus. He can't get out of it. It's very hard to kuchara. It's very hard to get out. The snip of this where it applies to us today. Till now we've been talking about gemachim, borrowing from, let's say, from banks or gemachim. But where it's really relevant to us is credit cards. It's a pity Rabbi Kalish is not here because this is really a little bit come from his father. I remember his father told us, this is Rabbi Daniel's father, I don't know if he has a credit card. He said that he didn't get a credit card till he was 40, maybe till 45. Much older. He got a credit card. Didn't have a credit card. What's so terrible about credit cards? See, because now this is what I always say, is just sound financial advice. If anyone knows how credit card companies work, they kill you, and I say the word kill you, on interest. If you don't pay on time, the interest rate for credit cards is 15% to 20%. 20%. Il Chazal call ribis neshech. What's shot in it? It's like a snake bite. You know, what's the shot in the snake bite? The snake bites, the venom goes in, and you don't even realize it till you're all poisoned. From credit cards, you see, mummish, it's meduik, it's exactly how it works. You're 3 months waiting delay. First, you have a credit card bill of $1,000. Before you know it, it's $3,000. Way to go, whatever. I didn't spend more money on my credit card. What's the gishen? What, suddenly it went up? Yeah, because you got to charge you 20% interest. Take a look, don't try it, but take a look at someone else. 15% to 20% interest. In mamashi, before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars. The problem with credit cards is they give you, what do they say? Oh, you have a credit line of $10,000. What do they make it sound to you? Oh, chabda, $10,000, I can go spend, it's mine. I can go spend $10,000 as much as I want. It's not yours. It makes it, that lotion, you have a credit line of $10,000, what that makes it sound like is that it's your money. It's not your money. They're giving you rishus to borrow $10,000, which you have to pay back. And if not, they'll get you plenty good if you don't pay back. I had a mom, a relative mishpacha, who had to put, he was having a tough time by Nelson, and he put his tuition bill on, what do you call it? On credit card. And it was tuition. Pay tuition on credit cards. And the mice, he almost mamish went under. It was a disaster. They were hounding him, the credit card companies. It was mamish a disaster. My father, Bachaz, they bailed him out. He mamish saved his life. He bailed him out. He negotiated with the credit card companies. He took away the interest. It was a ganz on the right. He mamish saved him. Once you have a bad credit, you can't buy a house. It becomes a disaster. This is something I feel very, this is stumped. Good, if it was Kedai, he came to Shiva just to hear this, Mamish Kedai. Very, and I'm not talking to those guys, it's very dangerous. You're playing with fire. Be careful. Be careful with credit cards. Even adults aren't careful with it. And they suffer, you suffer afterwards for no reason. Not for no reason. Sometimes there are reasons, but you have to be very, very, very careful with credit cards. That's you're going to see it. Otherwise, mamash can eat you up. Mamash can eat you up. Well, Meister, we're putting the pass on, you're not allowed to borrow money unless you have a way that you can repay it. Applies to B'nai Torah, when Kohel, it applies to, you cannot borrow money unless you have a way to repay it. You're not allowed to. The Mishnah of Yehovah says, this is, I saw he also quoted it, Nassim Gestetner, also a big Paisik in Israel. Well, he quotes here, he yells out as Askama to the Sefer. And he says here that, he quotes Tiferes Israel on Ovis. Suru, the Mishnah of Yehovah says, Suru, Ezu derech Rashi, Srach min Adam. What's a bad thing a person should be distance himself from? A derech Rashi. What should you distance yourself from? Not to do. Reb Shimon Oimer, Haloi Beveina Mishal. A person who borrows money doesn't pay back. That's what you should be distancing yourself from. Don't borrow money not to pay back. You shouldn't do such a thing. Shenem Haloi Berosha Velo Yishalom. Tiferes Yisrael says a whopping chiddush. What do you consider a Rasha? Pashtus. And this is the evil path you should be distancing yourself from. What do you consider a Rasha? When you borrow and you can't pay back. Zok Tiferes Yisrael. When you borrow, you consider it, you already consider it a Rasha. Why? Because you know Bishas Halvah that it's Mistava you're not going to pay. Your Rasha. Say again. It's Mistava because when the borrower borrows money, it's Mistava already he's not going to pay up. So Bishas Halvah already is a Rasha. If you think about this, a lot of truth. It's Mamish. People borrow money and they don't really 100% have intention to pay up. You're already a Rasha. You're a Rasha already, B'shas Halvah. Because you're borrowing money and you don't really intend to pay up. So the first Israel, Sami, the first Israel. I want to show. Well, I'll end off with this. I have to get a little more, but I'll have to continue next time because it's late. But I'll end off with, he quotes here from also from the Tons Aaron Rebbe, called for not one now, Tons Aaron Rebbe. It's a beautiful word. He says, you know, but we have a cloud, but Derek Shalom wrote to Leif Molichanesa. And the way a person wants to go, that's how they lead him. If a person's careful with someone else's money, he says, the Rebbe Shem will give you the Siyatim Shemaya, he'll give you the help not to be a Baal Choyf, that you're not going to have to borrow money. Or if you Chas V'Shalom have to borrow money, you'll have the Siyatim Shemaya, that you'll be able to pay up right away. You'll have the same version. If a person's careful about someone else's money, the person will give him the siyata shemai not to be a Baal Choyf. You spend your money properly, that's maybe discussed a different time, all shmuz, you know, proper financial spending, how to do it. But that's not a shmuz right now, I'm just coming to the email voice of borrowing money. If a person is careful with someone else's money, the person will give him the siyata shemai to be able not to be a Baal Choyf. But he says if someone's eyes is calm, a moment she saw someone else's money, it doesn't matter so much, I'm only borrowing money, it doesn't make so much of a difference. And you borrow with that knowing you're going to pay up, so then he says you're going to fall to big chayvus and then you're not going to get out. So the key for us is to have a zehirus, is to be careful in moment of Yisrael. And I say, I started from the beginning, it starts now. It starts in the dorm, it starts with other people's objects. It's something we weren't trained in, and it takes a zehirus to learn how to be more careful with someone else's property. But we see the Chayim HaDvar, even Atkin Dekath, when you borrow money, you call the Rasha because you're not going to pay up. Loi v'Rasha v'lo Yishalim. Chazal Dina, we don't throw around the Rasha, word Rasha so easily. Loi v'Rasha v'lo Yishalim. The Bereshim give us all the Siyat Yishmai to be a more Zahiris. And with this Zahiris, we'll be able to come with Mech Hashem and Shtag even more than that.